they're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousins! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I thought he sucked.
That was not intended for you, Mike. That's the one I was looking for.
It's
wow.
The 9-11 of fun. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, cats, kittens, here we go. What was the name of this thing, Mike?
What we said at the table. What we wouldn't say at the table.
Now you,
what, Rob?
I didn't want to tell you at the table.
I didn't want to tell you at the table. Right.
Otherwise known as how's your Thanksgiving?
What I didn't want to tell you at the table.
Right.
So you got this? 877-365-3636. You call us. You tell us what you wanted to say. And then we call the person. And if we call the person and you tell them, you win $250.
That's right. And you might want to give them some of it.
And let's start right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name? Any idea?
Maybe not.
What?
What's your name?
Daryl.
Daryl?
Yeah.
Hi, Daryl.
Sounded like you said Daryl.
It did sound like
it. Yeah, it is Daryl with a D at the end.
Daryl.
Daryl like with a D at the end of it?
Yeah, it's kind of like past tense of Daryl.
D-A-R-R-E-L-D?
D-A-R-E-L-D.
Darreld?
Yep.
Are you telling the truth?
What kind of a retarded name is that?
I was named after a guy spelled differently, and the D-A-R-E is Darreld, the D at the end would be different. I was born in Humboldt County in the 60s.
Hippie.
Oh, a hippie name. All right.
Okay, all right. No problem. So you're a child of the 60s, and how was your Thanksgiving?
I had a great Thanksgiving.
All right.
Had a situation I didn't want to tell my wife, but I'll tell her for this.
Now something obviously happened, and you didn't want to say it at the table.
That's
right.
That's the whole point of this. Something mm-hmm. that you wanted to say, but you couldn't say at Thanksgiving. What is it?
Well, my wife, she sells vacation property down in Baja in San Felipe, and so she always gets her very top level tequila down there. And she loves her margaritas. I was making her a margarita. I was down to the tail end of it, and there was a worm in the margarita, in the tequila. And I was pouring it in the blender while the blender was on, and I didn't filter it, and the worm went into the margarita. Since I didn't have any more tequila, I just didn't tell her, and I just poured her margarita anyway.
Well, I mean, you're actually doing her a favor if you gave her the worm.
Yeah, but that's it?
My wife would have flipped.
What, if she'd known that you gave her the worm?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And again, that sounds a lot funnier than this actual call.
But the tequila worm, if we're being specific, is actually quite a, isn't that a nice thing? Was she supremely buzzed after that?
Hold on. What did this guy know?
My wife gets buzzed on a wine cooler.
So you put the worm in her margarita?
On accident, yeah.
On accident.
Now, Daryl, on accident.
Did you put it in the bottle or in the actual glass?
It was in the blender.
The blender.
And then I just poured the drink into the
hold
the
on,
blender.
Now, okay, now, hold on. I believe I'm speaking, Daryl. I think I understand.
You're going to clear this up for us?
I believe while he was making the margaritas in the blender, he actually put the actual worm inside the blender,
right.
The worm got all like frog in a blender, chopped up, and then his wife drank it.
Right, still not a big deal. I mean, still it would. Don't you when you eat the worm?
Some people do.
Isn't that supposed to be like the best part?
My wife would have tossed her cookies.
Well, that simply is not thick enough for us, my friend.
It's,
not thick enough.
We'll put you down, Daryl. Wife ate the worm
on accident.
On accident.
Right.
Is it Daryl or Gerald?
Daryl.
Daryl.
D-A-R-E-L-D?
E-L-D.
Right.
He went to Gerald. I know it's like Jared, but...
Jared.
Those commercials drive me nuts.
They're all fine advertisers, Don. They're all quality people. And every one of them advertises on this show.
I know they
That's Jared.
I know they do. I just...
And a lot of trips into the mines. I'm hearing that, too,
yes,
now.
Yes.
I am hearing a lot of that right
it's
now.
That time
it's
of
not
year.
Just Ronnie and Jeb anymore. It's another guy. Well, no, he doesn't go into the mines. He goes to the diamond centers and brings them back now. I forgot what his name is.
I had the opportunity to go to Jared this weekend.
You find any good deals?
Yeah, I found a hell of a deal there. I probably should. I hope my girlfriend's not listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be problematic. Are we talking about shopping for the big day?
I assumed you bought something for yourself.
Did you buy another money clip?
New cufflinks.
Well, it's only a problem because she's not going to get the ring.
What?
Are you talking about your wife?
No, I said it's only a problem.
Made a terrible mistake.
Bye!
Keeping Daryl on the line here. So. That was on accident.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did.
But there was something that you didn't say at the table?
Yes, there was.
And, pray tell, what was it?
I ate Thanksgiving dinner with my boyfriend's family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did not tell him that I was pregnant, but not by him, but by his best friend.
Well, this sounds
trailer-like to me.
That is everyone's crap detector going off at once.
And as you laugh, too, pregnant with his best friend's child.
So anyway... Yeah. So, slut, you were going to mention this to him around the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Well, I was going to say that I was pregnant, but I wasn't going to say how. But then I figured he'd just get pissed off that I was pregnant in general.
You really need the $250, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I have a child coming.
Well, how do you think he's going to take the news?
He might not speak to me, but...
All right, hold on. Get a number. We'll let these players
play it out.
Try this one on us, the community players.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second.
This is your boyfriend, Vanessa?
Pardon me?
Come again?
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
Is it your boyfriend?
It is my boyfriend. I'll give you his number if you'd like.
Great. Hold on a second, please.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Uno momento. Hello there. Donna Mike Show. How loud?
Hello.
Loud.
Radio God.
Hurts my ears. Hello.
Hello, Radio Gods. Mike,
hi
there. Fat ass. That's all I want to say. Fat ass Mike.
Well, I mean, we're playing a little game here, sir.
How you much can do call, you weigh, fat ass?
You can call me a fat ass anytime, but we're playing a game right now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, how's it going, eh?
Doing good.
What's your name, sir?
It's Hummer.
Hummer.
Yeah.
Hummer, do you know Daryl?
Do I know Daryl?
Don't
no.
answer a question with a question, please.
Yes,
Hummer. Sorry about that, guys.
Yes, H-U-M-M-A. What can we do for you?
I was out on Thanksgiving, and I was high as hell. Nobody knew about it. The entire family was sitting around, and I am on cloud nine.
What were you high on?
Mary Jane.
So you had weed.
The weed.
Yes, sir, and that was the day before my birthday, so I did not want to deal with the family, and I was as high as I could possibly be.
Hummer.
I was out of town.
Hummer, what kind of name is Hummer?
It's actually short for Muhammad. I'm from northern Iraq originally.
And
profiling.
And,
you guys love that, don't you?
And your family celebrates Thanksgiving. How long have they been in the States?
About 12 years.
12 years.
Baruz, how old are you now?
I'm 24. I just turned 24 on the 23rd.
Are you high today as we speak?
I am not. I am going to pick some up.
How did you manage?
I am going to pick some up.
After I get my ice cream.
How did you manage to get high on Thanksgiving?
It was a brilliant plan. I mean, it was cold out, so nobody wanted to go outside. I snuck out behind the house. I was actually up in Pennsylvania. I live in Fairfax, but I was in Pennsylvania for a family dinner, and I just stepped outside.
For a family dinner?
It's family Thanksgiving, obviously.
Right.
Sorry about that.
Who's the family member that you would tell that you didn't want to tell at the table?
Who's the family? I wanted to tell my cousins.
And how many joints, bong hits, whatever did you do?
I did a joint before we got there, and a joint during, and a joint after the meal. I mean, I went in before the meal, I came back in, and then one after the meal.
I submit this. If he plays, he shouldn't get to play with his cousins. He should have to play with an elder.
An elder, yes.
Someone from his church.
It has to be an elder?
Yeah,
I don't want to tell my dad and my mom that we're sitting
well,
at the
see,
table.
That's really who you should tell.
Now, tell listen, your mother.
Chewy, that's what makes
but
the
you gotta
whole
realize,
game work.
I mean,
no, you got to realize.
You got to realize we're playing a game trying to entertain people here, Hama.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
We're doing a radio show.
All right, I'm sorry I called you Chewy. That was my
I
fault.
Apologize.
Wrong stereotype.
Hama.
Hold on.
Yes, I'm listening.
That's Hama. He's another one of our contestants.
Pothead from Fairfax.
That's right. Not to be confused with Vanessa or Daryl.
Right. Let me see. Maybe we'll try that one. Vanessa?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
So the guy's name is Henry?
Henry.
Henry.
These names. You mean H-E-N-R-I?
H-O-N-R-I.
Henry.
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 Duh!
Like horny, but honoring.
Uh-huh. Now, why are you telling him this on a national radio show?
Because I don't have the balls to say it to his face.
I would take okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. If you'll hold on, we'll come back and we'll figure out. We'll do something with you, and then we'll do something with the pothead.
Right. Hama.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
My name is Hama. I have a good Thanksgiving when I go and get high.
I have nipples, Greg.
Can you milk me?
The guy just hung up.
Oh, no.
Hama?
No.
Terrorist guy just hung
well,
up.
Well, Hama didn't want to talk to the elders, as Rob said, the elders.
But that's the
perfect speak to the elders.
You're absolutely right. Why would you want to call your cousin? Your cousin wouldn't care. You'd call your mama.
Hey,
and
let
her
go, Hama. I thought you were. I'm so glad. Hey, Hama. Hama. Hama.
You should give me a joint.
That's fine. I was going to eat the turkey. Because I was looking forward to my Thanksgiving and my cranberry sauce.
We'll call one of these people. We'll take some more. Mike, what did we have? I know we didn't have many there.
We have three in the first go-round here. I'm sure we can get better ones. We got Daryl, whose wife ate the worm on accident. He took the tequila worm and made margaritas. That was kind of weak.
Not a good one.
We had Vanessa and her boyfriend, Henry, who, Vanessa didn't want to say at the table that she is pregnant with his best friend's child.
Based on his reaction, I'm now upping the odds. There's a 50-50 chance that one's on the level, I think.
And then we've got Hama, who hung up. So if he calls back, he was the guy that was high on Thanksgiving and doesn't want his family to know it.
Oh, we got him back.
That's why he's not going to call his cousins. He has to call the church elders.
Oh, and Joe's got a good one about boogers.
Boogers are always fun. Stop the presses
stop
on
the
this
press.
Show. On this show, instant. Move.
Did you say booger?
Move to the front of the line. Uh-huh. Move to the front of the line.
Son, it's your lucky day.
Jerry Lee.
And I said, 90 days, Jerry. When you hot. You hot.
And I said,
thanks a lot.
Boogers.
Booger sugar.
Boogers. We got an instant winner. Boogers and Thanksgiving. I hope it's a relative with boogers. Do we have him?
We do. Well, finally, we get right back. Yeah. Also, the other people will, everybody, well, just who cares?
If Hama had the boogers call, it would have been, I was going to tell him I wish he had picked his nose.
We'll come back. Maybe we'll call four or five of these. We'll get right back after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let me get on out of here before I have to throw you out.
And just what makes you think you're a big enough man to do it?
This is what makes me think so.
Okay, you don't have to start a war.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, now you've seen it. Will you turn the light off?
What is it, Wally? Looks kind of scary.
There's nothing to be scared of. Will you turn the light off?
They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
We do.
Boogers.
Boogers are hot.
That's a good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling.
That's right. Jerry Reed, everybody.
When you hot.
When boogers are hot, I say thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Boogers.
When you're not, you're not.
What's that link on our website? Has anybody seen that thing where some guy's got
Face TV?
No, it's not Wikipedia. It's no. it's Jerrypedia. It's Readapedia. Well, for God's sakes, it's on our website. It's on DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Oh, when you say Rita, you make me just think about the best part of my trip.
What?
Rudner.
Oh, was she there?
Yeah. The Rita Rudner Show. I went three times. I went three times. You know, she wears a different gown for every performance. Really, really funny.
In case you just got off an airplane.
Boogers!
As Frank Herzog likes to say, Mike was in Las Vegas for 3 days.
Yes.
And spent 44 hours gambling. That is clocked by the casino.
Yeah, it's official now. I have my card that'll be coming into me in the mail. It's a degenerate. Full-fledged gambling degenerate. I'm very proud of that.
I think that's impressive, Mike.
I'm very impressed with it. I didn't know it until I left, until she told me, the casino lady. It was great.
That's how Mike spent his Thanksgiving weekend. Let's see how you spent yours. We're still playing what I didn't want to say at the Thanksgiving table.
Right.
Let's see if we got... So we can find that elusive booger call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this? Hello?
Hello. This is Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hey.
Hey. How's your booger?
My boogers are fine, I guess. I can let you know here in a little bit.
You have a happy Thanksgiving, Jack?
Yeah. What I didn't want to tell anybody was I was having a wrestling match with my brother and my nephew.
Yeah.
And I called Wood. I just can't figure out why I'm not, you know.
Well, I think we know why you're gay.
I'm not gay.
Yes, you are.
That's how it starts.
So, all right, how old are you, Jack?
Gay.
We have to get some vital stats.
35.
You're 35?
He's a fag.
And who are you wrestling with?
My brother and my nephew.
How old is your nephew?
I think he's 16.
Uh-huh. I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Oh, no.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I just backed off and got real embarrassed. I didn't want to.
I will
tell
go till you tell me to stop.
All right, my mom was there, kept telling us to stop.
All right, hold up. We got the gist of that.
Jack wrestled his brother and nephew and.
Got a boner. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. I understand why you wouldn't want to mention that at the table. Hi, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Micah from Fairfield.
Hi there, Micah. What did you want to say to someone at Thanksgiving and you couldn't?
Yeah, well, we do a little different tradition. We really don't do too much with our families. We go out to our friend's house out in Sacramento, so I know you guys will love that. And it's just friendly type thing. You know, there's alcohol everywhere and food and whatever. And my friend Joe... His girlfriend, named Carmen, got a little tipsy that night, and while we're eating food, she was playing footsie with me the whole time.
All right, now this is your best friend?
It's not my best friend, but it's a really good friend.
What's his name?
His name is Joe.
And Joe's wife, what's her name?
No, it's his girlfriend.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's right. I forgot no one marries in Sacramento. Joe's girlfriend, what was...
It's the law, Mike.
Yeah.
Joe's girlfriend is what name?
Had a good one.
What is her name?
Carmen.
Carmen.
Yeah.
Carmen. All right. And she was playing footsie, where it counts?
That's the G-rated version of it. It was pretty intense.
Did
the foot traveled up north, you could say, I guess.
All right. So she had her foot in your crotch.
Yeah.
And right. Did, besides just the foot being there, did she leave? How long would you estimate the foot stayed there moving?
I would say it stayed in that general direction for about a good 5 minutes.
And during that 5 minutes, did you have a reaction as if you were wrestling with your cousin?
Your nephew and your brother.
It was received very well.
Sure.
All right. Hold on a second. Okay. Hold on. Still not boogerific.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Keep digging.
Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, guys. This is Brandon.
All right, Brandon. What did you want to say on Thanksgiving you couldn't say?
Well, what happened is a lot of folks rolled over to my house for Thanksgiving, having a nice dinner, people having drinks. Apparently, one of my blood cousins was getting hit on by another female non-blood cousin. Still cousins, I guess, in some states.
What time did the Earp, brothers arrive at your Thanksgiving? She ain't no blood cousin.
No, he tells me this, and about 6, 7 o'clock, everybody's had dinner or having dinner and some drinks and stuff. And
Excuse me.
All right, so you said F it.
I said, go ahead upstairs and don't turn her down. Turn her over, man. And he did so, apparently, in some sort.
Mike, I turned that off. That is some sort of hillbilly inbred story.
It was Brandon and his story of blood cousins.
Cousins.
I was confused.
I had to block out my ears when he talked about flipping her over.
Yeah. And that's Brandon.
Don't turn her down.
Yeah, I just, you know, all I put under there was Brandon blood cousins.
Uh-huh. I still want to call the chick that says she's pregnant.
See, Robin, I think she's lying, but we should call anyway. Just
so do I, but I want to see that.
Just because there's nothing like a good theater.
I want to see the playlist. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I think it's 50-50. It could be true.
You don't want to call Michael, who was playing foot pong?
Oh, we're keeping him.
Okay.
We're also keeping the guy that smoked weed.
That's Hama. He got high on Thanksgiving, and the family elders don't know it. Jack, who wrestled his brother and nephew and got wood. Mm-hmm. Or Daryl, whose wife ate the worm.
And Joe, right, the booger guy backed out.
Oh, man, that's a shame.
All it was he was wiping boogers underneath the table.
Well, he would have been my pick.
Hello, Vanessa.
Hello.
Hi, you little slut. We're going to call Henri now.
Okay.
All right, now let me see. Does his phone number start with a 5 or a 6?
5.
Right, trying to make out the writing here.
Got it, Robbie?
And Vanessa?
Yes.
You know that if we find out you're lying, it is a felony.
Yes.
And we'll make it so you can't have children.
Oh, sad face.
It's a voluntary sterilization, but it becomes involuntary if you lie to the show.
We don't just tie your tubes. We rip them out.
Oh, that won't be pleasant.
No.
Then don't lie.
Never is.
Not lying.
So you wouldn't be lying, would you, Vanessa?
No.
This would not be a prearranged thing.
No, it did not.
All right. Fair enough. Hold on a second, darling.
And, of course, what this always turns into is trailer theater.
My name.
Of course. And let's welcome to the show.
Here we go.
Man About Town, Henri.
Hi, Henri.
Hey.
What's happening, dude? How are you? This is Don and Mike, and we want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
How's your girlfriend?
She should be good.
She is on our other line right now, Henri. We understand you spent Thanksgiving with Vanessa, right?
Yeah, it's the first time she came with my family.
Ah. Well, Henri, we're playing a little game that's called I Didn't Tell You at the Table.
Oh, hell.
And Vanessa's got something that she was desperate to tell you that she didn't have the guts to tell you at the Thanksgiving table, but certainly has the guts to tell you on our show.
On semi-national radio, so here she is now, Henri. Here is Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello.
And it's all up to you, Vanessa.
Go ahead, baby.
Baby?
What?
How are you?
Why do you have me on the radio?
Mike,
sorry.
Please, don't be a hater. Let him play out. Let him play it out.
I have something to tell you.
I'm with you, Mike.
Yeah, I know. I know you're right. But right now, right? Because that was kind of the confirmation.
The odds have just gone 90% is a fake.
Right.
Hello?
Based on his reaction.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Baby, I'm pregnant.
What?
I'm pregnant.
Marvelous.
And you really couldn't tell me some other time?
But wait,
you really
had
to ring this on the radio?
Well, I wanted to, but, you know, like, I think maybe a month ago when we were all at Jay's house.
Yeah.
And you had to leave, and I decided to stay because I didn't want to go home.
Yeah. Well, hold on. What the?
One thing kind of led to another, and we hooked up.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you out your damn mind?
No.
So I just want to say,
when there is a writer's strike going on, I want to applaud anyone that attempts this kind of theater.
Bravo. I think this is some of the better acting we've ever seen.
Let me just say that.
I really do. This is quality acting.
Henri, you suck.
Henri, your performance is not nearly as good as Vanessa's.
Yeah, my performance, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I gave her a 50-50 shot of being on the level.
But yeah, I didn't.
No, Mike didn't.
No.
Buzz didn't. Rob didn't. Right.
Just based on the content. Just based on. We've never had one that was true.
Yeah. Anyway, we don't believe either of you.
No, we think you're both lying.
I'm really pregnant. I
really hope you are damn lying.
Yeah.
You kids are going to have to actually bring in the...
Hope you don't go all Sean Taylor on her ass.
You're going to have to bring in the blood work and the proof, and then we'd be more than happy to part with the $250.
I have my pregnancy test.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Sure, and that shows that the other guy is the father, right?
I think Henri's the father.
I better be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a baby.
Yeah, Don's going all the way now. Right. Now you're going over to the prosecution side.
Yes, I have, Mike.
You see, Vanessa, Henri, we get these calls all the time, and usually they don't pan out, and that's why we are so cynical about it.
Well, you know what? I really hope this is a damn joke.
You know what? I would say you're probably 90% sure of that.
I wish I was, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm. You wish? Well, then, listen, we're going to just part as friends because we don't believe you.
But whatever the case is, help each other out, love each other, and be kind to one another.
Uh-huh.
Henri, you think you could handle that with Vanessa?
If it's what she's saying, hell no.
Hell no.
All right. Well, keep us posted and let us know, okay?
All right.
Because we think it's probably a lie.
Have a nice holiday.
All right, you too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Henri.
Bye.
You can hang up, Henri. Vanessa? Oh,
she's gone as well.
Oh, maybe they were on the same extension.
Now, the farting guy? I'm sorry, the weed guy?
Right. That would be Hama.
I do believe him.
Yeah, I believe he was high on Thanksgiving. He wants to call his cousins, though. He doesn't want to call his elders.
Right. He's going to call his mom. Hama?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
You got to call someone higher up in the food chain.
One of the elders.
I was invited at that cousin's house. That's where the party was. It was his house that we're having the Thanksgiving dinner at.
How old is your cousin?
I think he's like 28, 29.
Oh, come on.
I married like a year ago. But the guy doesn't know I do. Nobody up there knows I do. Nobody knows.
You got to tell somebody older.
Somebody older? Why? You guys trying to get me killed?
Yes.
Yes?
That's how we play.
That's how we play. I didn't tell you at the table. Side. Hey, did Jack, the 35-year-old guy that got the wood, did he ever say who he was going to tell?
What was his name again?
Jack, who wrestled his brother and his nephew.
Hold on a second.
And got excited.
That's a pretty good story.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this the wrestling guy?
No, this is the guy that got the footsie.
Oh, Michael, you were at Joe's house, right?
Yeah.
And his girlfriend Carmen was playing foot pong with you.
Yes.
And then there was Brandon, of course, Don.
Who had the blood cousins. Watch out for the blood cousins. Well, now, hold on. What happened there? Now all of the other people just hung up.
Simultaneously?
I mean, it's nothing that Joe did.
Right.
It's as we...
They probably hung up because we called, Henri.
They bailed.
Because they thought that was the end of the round. That was the end of the round.
What was yours again? What did this guy do?
Michael was at Joe's house for Thanksgiving.
Right.
His friend, not his best friend, but his friend. And Joe's girlfriend, Carmen, was playing foot pong with him. Kept her foot in the crotch region for about 5 minutes.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And then we had Jack, who was 35 years old. He wrestled his brother and his nephew and got excited.
That's the guy that we should go with.
I think that's a perfect one to go with. That's a great backup.
Joe, what happened to that guy?
1-1000. 2-1000.
I can get him back.
Joe.
That's okay.
That's okay, Joe. I agree. That's just fine. That is okay. You know what? It would have been great if Vanessa had boogers.
Would have solved everything.
Or if Brandon's blood cousins were eating their boogers at the Thanksgiving table.
What a mess this was.
Well, you know, it was. I thought Jack. They hung up. Why did they hang up? That's sad. Jack had potential there. Hama didn't because he didn't want to call the church elders.
Joe, what's your thought on why people hung up?
I don't know. Maybe they were lying.
I don't think Jack was lying. I thought Jack was the most credible one of all.
Mm-hmm. Jack is the guy that got the boner
while wrestling.
Who's the guy that smoked the weed?
That's Hama. But Hama wants to call like 28-year-old.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Jack. You guys hung up on me.
Is this 35-year-old Jack?
Yeah.
Are you the guy that got the boner?
Yeah.
All right. How old was your nephew, Jack?
He was 16.
All right, okay. That's the guy.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
And who, Jack, who are you going to call?
Whoever you want me to call. I'd rather tell my brother than tell my mother.
Who, all right, so you can my tell brother? Your brother. Did your brother know that this had happened?
Did he know what was going to happen?
Did he know that you got excited, that you got aroused when you were wrestling?
Oh, no. Nobody knew about it. The only people that know about it are you and me.
So this would be news to
how,
him.
How old is your brother?
I believe him.
Yeah, me too. Uh-huh. How old is your brother?
He's 2 years old, 37, 38.
Oh, he's the older brother, too.
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second. Let me see. The phone number. Joe, you got the number back there? Hey,
yeah.
Joe, you got it? Joe.
Yeah.
Is it on the screen?
I'll put it up there right now if you want.
That would help.
Okay.
Thank you.
Only if you want.
Say that again.
Hold on a second. As soon as Joe puts your brother's number up on the screen, we'll dial him. And again, the story is that during Thanksgiving.
Before Thanksgiving, they was wrestling.
You're like, and I picture like that, the Kennedy Camelot thing, you know, where they're outside playing touch football.
Yeah,
and
you're giving a very nice picture. I picture like on the living room floor.
Right.
I'm sure it's like the Kennedy.
It's the Kennedy when they're out. You mean out in the front of the compound playing touch football?
Yes. And anyway,
we were in his living room playing wrestling.
Yeah,
you know, wrestling.
There you go.
Wrestling. You were wrestling with your nephew, and you got aroused.
How long did this state last there, Jack?
Oh, it didn't last too long.
Mm-hmm. Did you come to the table, though?
4 hours.
Did you sit down at the table with this condition?
With some priapism.
No, I didn't sit down with wood. Okay. It all lasted.
But it obviously has bothered you, huh, Jack?
Kind of embarrassed. I don't know why it happened.
Don't know why.
I think I know why.
I know what. You know him, he ain't going to be. I know he's going to rag my tail.
Jack, are you on the move right now? Are you driving your truck somewhere right now?
Yeah, I'm on the road. I'm going.
Right. Hold on a second. Hold on, my friend.
Jack's starting to get real sketchy with the cell phone.
Cell's dropping a little bit. And for him to win his prize,
we need to have you on the air with you. But I believe him. I believe him totally.
Absolutely.
It's just a simple one.
We got the footsie guy back, too.
Okay.
Way. Now, can we put you on the air with your brother Jack?
Hey, hi, bro.
It'd be great if this brother was the father of the nephew.
Might be.
Oh, he is, I think.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's a father?
I think so.
Hello? Hello? Jimmy?
Yeah.
Hey, Jack?
This ain't Dynamite, man. Who's
this is Dynamite. Hello?
Oh, crap. I just hung up on the guy. That was me. I just hung up on him.
Is this, we've got Jimmy on the line?
Hey, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy, we're calling. Jack was on the line, but we lost him.
Hi, Jimmy. This is the Don and Mike Show. How you doing, dude?
Dude, this don't sound like the Don and Mike Show.
Well, it is, Jimmy, and we're playing a little game called I Didn't Tell You at the Table. It's a little Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving game we're playing.
How about if I play some sound effects? You know it sounds like that.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
Hey.
You believe us now, Jimmy?
I called you guys so many times.
Wow.
Well,
Jimmy, you have
we got your brother back on the phone.
Okay, good. We'll find out at that question about if this is Jimmy's son or not.
Jack.
Jack.
Hello?
Jack, are you there?
Jack is on line three. Jack.
Yes. Hello.
Jack, say hi to your brother, Jimmy.
Oh, crap. Hello?
Yeah, Jack. Hello? Jack, say hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. Hi. What's up,
Jimmy? Do you have a son?
Yes, I do.
All right. On Thanksgiving, was Jack wrestling with you and your son?
Yeah.
All right.
Then
we're playing a little game called "I Didn't Tell You at the Table." Jack was concerned with something, and he wanted to tell you this at the table, but he couldn't. He had to wait till now because he didn't have the courage to tell you at the table.
So go ahead, Jack.
Well, you know, remember when Mom come in there and kept telling us quit wrestling, and I said, all right, come on, let's cut it out. And quit wrestling.
Yeah.
Because I caught a boner. Yeah.
What'd you say?
He got excited, Jimmy, when he was wrestling with you.
When he was wrestling you and your son.
He got excited.
He got a boner.
It just kind of happened, and it was it was weighing on him pretty heavily.
You're joking, right?
Well, let's ask him. Jack, are you joking?
No, I'm serious. I caught a boner. But it wasn't nothing sexual. It was just I just caught a boner.
Uh-huh. I think it was totally sexual. Sick.
Yeah, with me or Alex?
That's a good question.
Jack,
do you think it was your brother Jim, or do you think it was your cousin?
Nephew.
Your nephew,
Alex? I'm going to say if it was anybody, it was my brother, because my nephew's only 16.
Yeah, well, the fact is, Jack, it happened. You've told the truth, and you've come clean with Jimmy.
So to speak.
And let him know what the story was, and you're the big winner.
Disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. I agree. There's
nothing
nothing good about that. But your brother, the perv, has won $250.
And now, Jimmy, like for future Thanksgivings, you'll have a story to tell.
Yeah. Oh, no. You're not taking him to the hockey game either on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Jimmy, if I was you, I wouldn't let your brother Jack near your son.
I gotta go. Okay. This has been fun, but that's disgusting.
Yeah, I agree, Jimmy.
Hey. Jack, you need to call me.
Yeah, Jack, you do need to call Jimmy.
Yeah. All right.
Straighten this out.
Yeah, bye.
Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, there's Jimmy. Jimmy's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy. His son. Is he a good-looking boy? Is he a good-looking...
Look, I'm serious. That's sick. All right, I'm just...
Well, it's you're sick. You're the one that called us, pal.
You're the guy with wood. I mean, does he look like Zach and Cody or High School Musical?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, goddamn, this worked out pretty good for me. It's such a mess.
Certainly did.
It's such a train wreck of a phone thing.
Congratulations, Jack.
Yeah.
No boogers, but that was mighty good.
That's a booger-free segment.
We do thank you.
Wonderful stuff.
All right.
$250. Thanks. Hold on a second.
Thanks. All right.
Hang on.
Okay. All right.
I want to hear that private time there.
Aye. It's time for...
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Right.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Buzz Gertley.
Yeah.
You will have the latest about Sean Taylor, correct?
I do. Right.
Okay, because...
Time for news.
Right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.